Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast. The show that happens twice a week, where two old guys and one illustriously fabulous couple.
You've been upgraded.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys
We've
did.
We've evolved.
Yeah.
I guess.
Play old games, talk about old games. It's the Ship Monday. We can do whatever we want. So, of course, you know, if we're talking about our most illustrious couple, there are a few Tadpog couples, but our most illustrious couple, Josh and Nicole Nance.
Tadpog sweethearts. Thanks for coming on the show again, guys.
They both nod.
Yeah.
We're sweethearts.
The mics can pick up head nods, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I feel like we need to get drops on the show, right? And then we can just do like a head nod drop. Or it's like head nod. It sounds like a robot. The head nod robot. Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be right next to the toilet flush button. You've like got to have those. Those are like hard coded in.
And the lasers.
Yeah. This week, Other Ship Monday, we're continuing on with our wonderful, our Pulitzer Prize winning series, Advergames.
Mm-hmm. Advergames.
And this week, we're doing a famous one.
Yeah.
And I was wrong. I thought it was McKids.
I also thought it was
McKids. It's not.
It would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Because it's a McDonald's advertising game, but MC Kids.
It's not MC Hammer's game. It's McDonald's
game. I would play Don't a kid confused. About MC Hammer's children, though.
Well, that's not a game you want to play. That's a telltale game.
But first, yesterday was, my birthday was about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But yesterday was the first day that everybody could really get out and do something. So my friend MJ Link planned a event to Nashville. We all went out to Nashville yesterday.
Not all of us.
No. Meg's over there. She didn't go.
I didn't go.
Josh also didn't go.
Only the cool kids went.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to go there, but you're right.
Well, it was a Saturday night, and I had to work, so
yeah.
not exactly cool.
60% of us went.
We went to Hattie B's Hot Chicken.
Yeah, we wanted to go to Prince's. Mm-hmm. That's the one that came recommended highly.
That's the original, like, you're supposed to go to this one, but it didn't open until 2.
That's ridiculous.
And we had shit we wanted to do.
Prince sleeps in.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's kind of past your lunch window. I'm not sure exactly why 2 o'clock, but all right. But I hear Hattie B's is really, really similar. It's just not the original first one. So I was really impressed with Hattie B's. Yeah. I really, really enjoyed it. So Dave and I both got Shut the Cluck Up.
It's pretty funny.
Hot chicken joke. It's pretty good. Because I think my friend had titled the event, Let's Make Tyler's Head Explode.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally, it's pretty much always Indian food. When we go to eat Indian, I have to tell them, like, I know I'm white. I know I'm just a white guy coming in this restaurant, right. But please.
You're white?
I want it. I know. You didn't know that. You wouldn't
think. Weird. I look at you entirely differently now.
The pixel art is just a little off.
Yeah.
Just the red hair just covered everything. Didn't know if you were a Wookiee or, I don't know, an Irish Wookiee. It's just all red hair. I forget what was I saying.
Eating Indian food.
Eating Indian food.
You're a white
and,
guy.
Like, I'm a white guy. I'm a white guy.
Let's just focus on that for a while.
Let's just really. It's important in this story that you know that I'm a white guy. And I was like, please give it to me. There's a code. Like every restaurant has like a different way of putting it to get the hottest that you want.
Yeah.
So I'm like, traditional hot, Indian hot, white hot, however you have to say it, please. I will not send it back for being too hot. And I think I can only think of one time where it's been served to me like at the temperature level, the heat level that I want. and that was at Cashmere in Louisville. Otherwise, it's always like, you tell they're backing it off just a little bit. I still don't feel like they're just like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Just
yeah. They're like Spider-Man. They're pulling their punches.
Yep.
Because they don't want to kill you.
So that was MJ Link's goal was to go to Hattie, like to Prince's or Hattie B's, get the hottest chicken, and then go to an Indian restaurant, just make a really big deal about getting it as hot as they can possibly get it. But so we went to Hattie B's, had our Shut the Cluck Up, which was for... Because I feel like any Indian food hot is different than like fried chicken. So for fried chicken, it's pretty fucking hot. Pretty fucking hot.
Yeah, I never had hot, like fried chicken that hot.
Yeah.
I've never had wings that hot even. I eat hot wings all the time.
Because like the hottest before that I had was Buffalo Wild Wings Atomic.
Yeah.
And that was about half maybe as hot as Shut the Cluck Up.
I thought I was being smart. I told Ryan of Being Your Brother fame that he
that's
asked.
That's how he likes it. It's on his resume too. So
that's on his business card that I'm totally gonna make for him. I remember telling him because he was asking me, "What are you gonna get?" I was like, "Well, I don't know. I feel like the smart choice is to not get something with bones in it because I don't want to be messing around with bones when I got all this hot skin." All this hot skin on it. So I'm going to go and get, the chicken tenders. The chicken tendies. And that was not the smart move I thought it was. Mm-hmm. It was probably like the opposite. It was the dumbest thing to do. It was the dumbest thing to do because every bite is just unobstructed by bones. You have just skin on either side, which means that you've got like this very, very spicy seasoning on both sides, every bite. No reprieve.
No, yeah, because like I mean, I was after one or two bites, like I was sweating, my eyes were watering. It was good, and then but I made through because I got like this leg, two pieces of like thigh and leg combo, and I got like every fucking side I wanted because fuck it, it's my birthday. And calories, fuck it.
Fuck it. It's a week after my birthday.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks after my birthday. A man only turns 2 weeks and 31 years once.
That's how I live every day.
So like I was pretty maxed out for hot chicken. And then you realized when you went to the bathroom, you're like, oh, I look like a madman.
Yeah, you're totally stealing my intro story, by the way. Oh, it's fine though.
Sorry.
It's cool. It's
sorry.
Totally fine.
Sorry.
No, I'll come up with something else. No, please tell my intro.
No. You just had some hot chicken, Dave. I don't know how you looked. I was weeping. But I made everybody try a piece of the hot chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole was like,
it was hot.
Because you're not a spicy food
I'm not a spicy food person. And the piece that you gave me didn't even have any of the skin on it. And it was still way too hot.
Because I read today that like they're medium. Like you order a piece of chicken medium and it has 6 tablespoons of cayenne on it. So I don't know how exponentially that goes up and what they use. But it's a lot.
Whatever it was.
Tablespoons?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. Whatever it was like this really spicy salt or something like that. Because I'm also not used to eating something so spicy that isn't wet.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, whatever it was a potent solid.
It's a good dry rub, hot dry rub.
Yeah.
And then after that, we went to Game Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
I beat Magic Sword.
I saw you do that. It's a game I've never heard of.
I watched a YouTube video the other day that said like 6 SNES hidden gems, and that was one of them. So then when I saw it in Game Galaxy, I was like, okay, I'll beat this. So it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I'd like to play it on Super Nintendo, see how it compares. We went to an awesome bookstore in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole spent what she said was way too much money on way too much books. Way too much books.
And we were only there for like 15 minutes because they were about to close. Yeah.
You're like the opposite of me. I feel like, because like the whole time I was in there, I was like, I only have to not buy anything for 15 minutes. And I think like you were on the other end, where it's like,
what can I buy?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it was like all, because you were the only girl at that point at the bookstore. Mm-hmm. So like all the guys, we're all together like roaming the aisles, like looking at stuff. You're just by yourself, like just picking up books. So every time I'll see something, like, oh, her and Josh might like this, so then I'll pick up a book, and I had to go and find you and hand you the book. You're like, yeah, nod. Okay, yeah, I'll buy that. All right. How about this? I don't know, maybe. So, and then we were going to eat Indian food, but we were still we're old now, so we were still too full from lunch and decided to go home.
Okay, to be fair, everyone started, like, McElwain of Mega Man X2 fame. Mm-hmm. They do X as just regular X2 as well?
X2, Contra, and Super Metroid.
That guy. Man, I really think he wanted to eat again. Because, like, everyone was kind of just, like, in this weird, like, lunch haze. Mm-hmm. 5 hours later. But McElwain was, like, 2 hours in. He's like, you guys hungry? What do you think we can do for dinner?
Well, he spent a lot of his time hitting on that random girl he sat beside.
At
so,
the chicken place?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He did.
He was sitting on her?
Yeah. No, I think he sat there on purpose, too.
Okay.
Really?
We sat at a long, like, elevated bar, like, for the back, and, like, there were three people sitting there that we just had to sit with, and he just kept talking to this one girl, and, all right.
That explains why the guy who was sitting across from her looked so annoyed. Because he really did. Like, as I was eating, like, through my tears, I was like, man, that guy looks annoyed.
To be fair, the girl, like, she wasn't, like, shying away from McElwain. He wasn't being intrusive. She was talking back, so she was into it. I hope McElwain's, like, into cuckolding, because I'm sure that I think it was heading that direction. She wanted McElwain to be their bull, so it's fine.
What's that?
Bull?
Yeah, what's that?
The one who cuckolds the other guy. The one who holds his cuck? Yep. The one who's like, you're going to watch me fuck your wife. Look at me fuck your wife, okay. You insignificant male and your tiny penis with my giant bull man dick.
Do you think, are there couples that...
I'm pretty sure that's scripted. Yeah. That's how every encounter goes.
Have you considered writing porn, Tyler? I think...
Are there couples that, like, it's like the woman and then there's the bull. She's married to the bull and they just find the guy to watch them? Where they're like, we're going to make fun of you while we have sex in front of you.
That's probably a thing.
Do you think there's...
That's probably just humiliation then.
Is there a female bull?
Like who's just like a cow. I'm going to fuck you with my super tight poon.
Yeah. and you're going to have to watch it. That probably exists, right?
Yeah. I bet it's a lot less prevalent, but I bet it's a thing somewhere.
Why? I don't understand why. You think maybe men are into weird shit more than women?
Yeah. Yep. I don't know if that sounds sexist or not, but yeah. I'm not saying not all women are, or that there aren't women that aren't. Mm. I think there are more fucked up fantasies with along the line of men probably than there are women.
Don't worry. I say don't worry if it's sexist. Just speak from the heart.
Of all my male and female friends, like I can say just about every one of my male friends has like fucked up stuff they want to do. Like the females, like of those would admit it. Yeah, even Josh.
Josh, would you like to talk about those today? No. Josh, what fucked up things did you like to do?
What fucked up things have I confessed to Tyler and my wife doesn't know about?
Because they're about to come out.
But like of the women, like it's a small portion of my friends, their girls that are at least open with it. Maybe they're less open as opposed to not existing.
Because so? Like, mm-hmm. Are you less open, Nicole?
No, she's in the minority.
Okay.
Her and Virginity Thief Taryn are the vocal minority.
I like the vocal minority. Mm-hmm. I like you. That. I like it a lot.
Went to Fido. I love the coffee at Fido, so I wanted to go there. Mm-hmm. And we had cookies and made McElwain mad because he wanted to go eat some more. We just kept eating cookies.
Mm-hmm. We tried something called Sprota.
Oh, God, that was awful.
It was really bad.
It sounded good because they have all these specialty like weekly drinks they change. And what Sprota was Bordeaux cherry, Coca-Cola, and espresso. Mm-hmm. I was like, that sounds okay.
Which I thought it sounded pretty okay, too. When it was mentioned at the table, like the whole table was like, oh, that sounds gross. And I was like, yeah, sounds really gross. I can't believe you got that, Ryan.
He took a drink of it, and it's like, I saw him order it. He sat down. I went back to the bathroom. I come back, and that drink is now at the other end of the table.
Yeah, while you were gone, he set it down. He was like, if anyone wants this... I hate this. It tastes really bad. And I tasted it. I can confirm.
It was
the
Sprota
was not great.
You would think like, okay, cherry Coke with espresso, that would be doable. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Awful. Weirdly enough, what made it okay? McElwain jokingly put Tabasco sauce in it.
I think he's got a gift.
For just food combinations that work?
I think McElwain's got a gift. Seriously. I think like you can make a lot of money. Like just taking him to Sullivan and like training him properly in the culinary arts. Like I think you've got like he's got a given talent for just mixing weird shit together, and it tastes good.
It's all right.
Because he made that, like, he made pizza out of leftover Indian food at one of the cabin parties,
that
right?
It was really good.
And it was really good. He made the best pizza there.
Yep.
I don't know.
Kyle, of Something About My Neighbor's fame, hot dog pizza, where he was like, he didn't realize, like, oh, like marinara. That's on pizza. That'll be fine. Like marinara and hot dogs and mustard, not a good combination to go together.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. Kyle's the opposite of McAvoy when it comes to culinary sparks of genius.
They have those hot dog pizza though now, right? Is it Pizza Hut?
It's in the crust though.
I got one of last week.
Is it terrible?
Because I told Meg, I was like, let's just get this. Let's just get these basically corn dog bites. Yeah. It wasn't bad because I got the pretzel crust, like pretzel. Pigs in a blanket.
I like the pretzel
crust. You eat
them
separately. You don't like...
I like them separately,
Put like a bite of hot dog and a bite of pizza in your mouth at the same time.
No, I totally... The specialty pizzas at Pizza Hut, though, are better.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
You give me a pretzel crust and I'm good to go.
Pretzel crust, like I can eat all my pizzas on pretzel crust now. I think it's so much better.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really good.
So much probably worse for you, I'm assuming.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's kind of a wash. It's like, you're eating Pizza Hut anyway. We gave up counting those calories like the moment you place this order.
That's all I've got.
Okay.
But after you guys tell some stories, then I do have 50 Shades of Mad Libs over here pulled up so we can do some naughty Mad Libs together.
Can we do sexy Mad Libs instead?
Okay.
All right. Okay. I'm in. I don't want to do naughty Mad Libs, but I'll do sexy Mad Libs.
It's up to you.
Okay.
On how extreme it goes.
What's up, Internet? I'm Dave. I'm your bespectacled host. And here's why I want to talk about your birthday. I want to talk about your birthday, Tyler, because I got something for you. I gave you your gifts yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you your gifts yesterday, but I held on to something. I held on to something for today when we record.
Oh, shit.
Let me get my bag.
It better be bad to the bone ghost.
I'd like for you to... would you mind closing your eyes?
Okay.
Can you close your eyes?
Okay.
Are they closed?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see what I have?
Nope.
All right. I'd like for you to... This is a trust exercise, okay?
Okay.
I promise I'm not going to do anything that you're not going to like.
I don't think you could.
So put your hand out. All right.
Put it further out?
Yeah, put it further out.
Oh, these are cool points.
Open your eyes.
As soon as I heard that familiar clink, I was like, I know what these are.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
They're cool points.
Nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I thought about giving them to you yesterday so you could carry them around in your pocket all day.
Where did you find these?
I ordered them online.
Even better.
Yeah, I ordered them right after we recorded Cool Spot. I ordered them.
I know. He's got one for his birthday.
Exactly.
That's pretty... What are these supposed to be?
They are... Guess how I searched for them. Bingo.
Bingo tokens?
Yep. Okay. I missed
that bingo token. So here you go.
Perfect.
Here's the rest of them. I mean, I'm sure it'd be great radio if I just poured them all out on the table so everyone could hear how many there are, but then you'd have a lot of these to pick up. There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I will give these out one at a time to Tadpog listeners.
For every 5-star review, every 5-star written review where you include your mailing address, we will send you one cool point.
One cool point. For every 5-star review you get, 100 and cool points, get a special prize. Dave and I will dress up like Cool Spots and dance around a giant 7-Up container. Yes, Josh Edwards, I guess that's a verbal contract, so go ahead and lock that in.
We haven't told the story about how...
No. About Josh Edwards' insistence on making us have sex.
Yes. And he, like, it was really funny because he sent me a message.
I insist on that, too. Is this something we can vote on?
Well, what did we say? We said...
If the Patreon hit, like, $500...
Right.
We would have sex on... a pile of burgers.
So. Which, for the record, it has not hit $500 yet. But it was funny because he sent me a message.
I'm sorry to interrupt you now, please. But I just got a text from Tyler Dunnigan saying, frick times two. I apparently bid on two virtual boys. Oops.
Did he win two virtual boys?
What he was trying to do was get us all the Burger King Advert games, but he keeps buying virtual boys.
Yeah, you picked up Sneak King when we were in Nashville.
Picked up Sneak King for $2.99 at Game Galaxy.
And the guy looked at you funny?
He looked at me like, you want to buy this? Okay. Because I got a funny look from the cashier. I walk over to Nicole while she's playing pinball. I'm like, would you put this in your purse for me? And she looks at me funny like, did you steal this? If you stole it, I'm not going to like sneak it out for you.
It's like Elder Scrolls. This is like your thief test.
You just came over to me and you didn't have a bag or a receipt visible.
We're friends. You shouldn't question
no,
me.
You shouldn't have questioned it.
I didn't say that I would say no.
A solemn nod.
I just wanted to know what I was getting myself into. Like, how sneaky do I need to be? Do I not need to open my purse on the way out?
You need to be a sneak king.
Oh, that red-bearded guy just stole something from me. Did you see where he went?
Oh,
I should probably put my computer on mute.
Nah, it's fine.
What's up, you guys?
Yeah.
What are these plastic circles?
They're cool points.
What are cool points?
We talked in Cool Spot. Tyler told a charming story of his childhood where he wanted to have cool spots.
Mm-hmm.
So he took red marker, and colored quarters red.
Yep.
And the marker rubbed up on my fingers all the time.
Yeah.
So I can't remember who originally gave you the bingo chips. But they were replaced by bingo chips that he would use.
Yep.
And now he has...
They were not transparent. These look much better.
Oh, thank you.
Mine looked like miniature poker chips.
Yeah. Those are also, Tyler, magnetic. So if you drop a whole bunch of cool points on the floor, take a big magnet and pick them all up.
Well,
also, don't
you got a big magnet?
I have to get one.
Well, Tyler, I made another purchase. Here's your big Acme magnet.
Don't set these on your computer.
Yeah, it'll destroy your hard drive.
Which, what, one of the reason Jacob York of Wolfighting fame had to go to alternative school, because he would set a magnet on the computer screens in middle school and make him go all weird colors because he thought it was fun. Teacher saw it, sent him right to A school.
Nothing, just straight to...
Just like principal's office, A school. That was it. Wow. For just like destruction of school property or some shit like that. Yeah.
Man, I never would have guessed Jacob of Wolfighting fame went to A school.
So chaotic.
Oh, no.
I also did once.
I knew that.
Yeah. I think I told that story about picking up that kid and going to breakfast before school started.
It surprises me more that Jacob went to A school. And I don't mean that in a...
Jacob's a better kid than I was. So.
I didn't know Jacob when he was in high school, but I always kind of just pictured he was a very polite, a polite young boy.
In short pants and everything.
Yeah.
It was adorable.
Tie.
He looked like alfalfa, just with no like things to get up at the end. Hair being that thing.
The elusive hair.
You guys have any intros? Anything you want to talk about?
I'm ready for this. Mad Libs.
Mad Libs.
Gonna do naughty Mad Libs.
Okay.
I thought we were doing sexy Mad Libs.
You of the sexy vocal minority. This is something that you're into.
Can we take a vote whether we do sexy or naughty ones?
What's the difference?
Well,
I guess naughty is more implied sexiness, and sexy is just tawdry.
Can we do cheeky? Can we do cheeky Mad Libs?
Ooh. It can be done. I've heard legend. It can be done.
We just have to pronounce the U in color.
All right. Let's see this first one here. I need a plural body part.
Gooters. Nicole, what'd you have?
Nope. Go for it.
You're all right with gooters? Should we go around the table? So I've used my turn. We should keep track of how many we've done with cool points, I think. So I've got put one cool point in my pile.
Okay.
All right. These are coming in handy.
An adjective. Josh?
That's a noun. Josh is a noun.
I think at this point in the show, Josh is also an adjective.
Josh transcends.
So, first,
an adjective is a word that describes another word.
I know what an adjective is. You should probably explain Mad Libs to me first.
You don't know Mad Libs?
No.
Oh, man. Did you ever go to like one of the Scholastic
That's why you guys were excited and Josh just sat there kind of just motionless. I don't know what this is like. For all he knew, we could have started hitting him.
I just heard Josh's asshole relax for like the first time in 4 minutes.
Tyler's going to ask us for different types of words. We're going to provide him with these words, and then you read the story with the words.
And it'll be okay. Funny.
Yeah. Well, I hate to steal from Dave, but I like the word relax, so we'll go with relaxed.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and I need a body part. Do we need to explain to you?
I'm trying to think of a good one. Neck.
I know, I already took Gooners.
I'm trying to think of a good, sexy one. Neck.
Necks are sexy.
Necks are sexy.
I like a good neck on a girl.
Dave, I need a noun.
Josh.
Josh, I need a gerund. I'm just joking, I need a body part.
I rarely get that like devilish smile look from Nicole, but she, as soon as you said that, she just.
For the record, anyone keeping score at home, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Because like the first thing I thought was I looked at Josh and I was like, man, I'm glad that wasn't me.
Okay, what do you need?
A body part.
Let's see. I'm looking at Nicole for inspiration. Big toe.
Nicole does have some big ass toes. Nice. No, she doesn't. They're proportionate toes to your body. Yeah, you have very proportionate toes.
That's the biggest compliment you could have given me about my feet, I think.
David, you need a noun.
You skip me?
It's Nicole's turn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's just like we're gaming.
You said big toes. You skip me. Nicole, I need a noun.
A noun, not necessarily a body part, correct?
Right.
But it could be a body part. Let's do all body parts.
No, I want to do a noun that's not a body part.
Fucked in.
Ooh, good one.
Person, place, or thing. That's what I know. It's a person, place, or thing.
You guys cut out all the silence, so it's not like it's a big deal.
Right? Nah, not for this episode.
That's why we're talking, to keep the keep it going.
Picnic basket.
Awesome.
Okay. Dave, I need a body part.
Gooters.
Plural.
Oh, yeah, gooters, plural. Yeah, it's normal to have two, right?
Josh, I need a plural body part.
Gooters.
I was going to go rectum, but you rectums. Wanted plural, so you rectum.
Recti.
Yeah, recti. yeah, recti. Okay.
Nicole, I need an adjective.
Slippery.
Nice.
Slippery necks.
Uh-huh. Dave, I need a noise.
Annoyed?
Noise.
Panting. Guys, I'm pretty sure I just made this actually pretty sexy. I mean, like, and honestly, like the last round we had recti, slippery, and panting. It's pretty good. Uh-huh.
Josh, I need a body part.
Pubic mound.
Good. Can we do Family Feud style? Good answer. Good answer.
Nicole, I need a body part.
Boobs.
Hot.
You should have said that for a plural body part.
Why?
Nah, fuck it.
If it's boobs, and then if you ask boobses. For a yeah, if you ask for a plural, it'd be like boobies.
Boob.
Dave, I need an adverb.
An adverb. Mm-hmm. Fartily.
Josh, a body part.
Navel.
Good answer. Good answer.
Nicola, I need a verb.
Lick.
Too sexy, too sexy. day of being an adverb.
Oh, man, I'm tired of doing adverbs. Okay. Fartily.
Josh, in an adjective.
We're going to say unkempt.
That's what I thought he was going to say too.
Uncut?
yeah, let's go with uncut.
I call you a noun.
T-bone steak.
Dave, your noun.
Heathen.
Josh, you need a body part?
Taint.
Yeah.
Good answer.
About time. Nicole, need a body part?
Earlobe.
Dave, need an adjective?
Scruffy.
Josh, need a body part?
You've been getting body part a lot.
Yeah, I know.
You're running out of
body parts. Asshole rim, the whole thing.
The porn version of Pacific Rim is all I can think. It's just porn stars dressed up as giant monsters.
Nicole, you need a plural body part.
Elbows.
David, a noun.
Head cheese.
Josh, you need a noun.
I gotta just pick a body part.
Sing the song again.
No. Gunshots? Did you hear those gunshots?
I think somebody's setting off fireworks.
I think your neighbor just found their next victim.
Yep. That did sound like it was next door, so somebody pulled into their yard.
Gun.
Nicole, I need a name.
A name?
Mm-hmm.
Geraldo.
Dave, you need a noun?
Chain.
Josh, I need a place.
The fuck den.
Fuck den. It's good. Are we done? We did it?
All right.
That, Josh, that's a Mad Lib. Okay, let's talk about MC Kids.
Yeah, let me see how I can easily read this because I can't fill it in.
Should we type this out real quick, send it to Chandra, and have her call in?
Yep.
Read it?
I was going to say, do you want one of us to... like one person read it and pause, and the other person fill in with the words. That'd be easier that way.
Yes.
Do you want Nicole to say the dirty words? Or?
I want you to say the dirty words, Josh. I want Nicole to read it.
Okay, Josh. So when I pause, that means you say a word.
Okay.
Okay.
I just go down the list like this, or cool do I go
points. No down and then to the second column?
All the cool points are in the way.
Okay, and this and everyone before they do this, this is going to be a perfect example of Nance. Teamwork.
All right. You got this, guys.
Before I know it, he's got both of my...
gooters.
Man, this Mad Lib's good already, guys.
In one of his...
Relax. What? You paused.
Start from the beginning.
Before I know it, he's got both of my gooters... in one of his, in a...
relaxed...
grip above my...
neck.
And he's pinning me to the...
Josh.
Using his...
I hope your mom listens to this one, Josh.
Big toes.
Holy...
picnic basket.
Okay. What did you say?
This is so dumb. This is the dumbest thing. I love it.
You're never good at this.
Okay. Serious time. Go on.
Holy
picnic basket.
His hand grips my
gooters.
And yanks down, bringing my face up and his...
recti.
On mine. It's only just not...
slippery.
I...
panting?
into his tongue. Oh, no. Into his...
pubic mound.
Giving his...
boobs.
An opening. He takes full advantage. His tongue...
fartily.
Josh, you're nailing this, dude.
Exploring my...
navel.
I have never been...
licked.
Like this. My tongue...
fartily.
Strokes his and joins his in an...
uncut.
Erotic dance. That's all about...
T-bone steak.
And sensation. All bump and...
heathen.
He brings his...
taint.
Up to grasp my...
earlobe. Carlob?
Yeah. Look like Carlob. Earlobe.
And holds me in place. I'm...
scruffy.
My hands pinned, my...
asshole rim.
Held. And his...
elbows.
Restraining me. His...
hell cheese?
Head cheese. Head cheese.
Is against my belly. Oh.
Gun.
He wants me.
Geraldo.
Greek God wants me, and I want...
chain.
What is it?
Chain.
Chain.
I don't remember anybody saying that one.
That was my gym.
Here, now, in the...
fuck den.
Yeah.
That was good. That was good. Good job, guys. Josh, man, your delivery was really getting me. It was really getting me. Like, you should do this as a living. It was funny as shit.
Thank you.
Because you were just like, you were Ben Steining it. And I loved it. And that, like, totally set it off between, like, Nicole's very sultry rendition. And it was good. So just do this for the rest of the show? Or
we can do it. Just keep
I'm good
these.
For two or three more.
That was good.
Yeah. Isn't that what you talk about my kids if you want?
I thought it was MC Kids.
MC Kids. MC Fuck, kids. You're right. Dave, do you hear that?
I do hear that. Man, that they mobilized that fuck den and put it on rails.
It's very fartily.
I hear it fartily approaching us. Which, of course, as everybody knows, ushers in a segment that we like to call Dave Reads from Wikipedia. Okay, guys. MC Kids. M period, big M period, big C period, mm-hmm. Kids, big K, kids, is a 1992 platform game developed and published by Virgin Interactive. It was initially released for the Nintendo Entertainment System in North America and by Ocean Software in 1993 in Europe. As a licensed product for the McDonald's fast food franchise, the game occasionally features the various logos and characters from McDonald's restaurant signage and television advertisements for the purposes of plot advancement and power-ups. It stars two children who venture into the fantasy world of McDonaldland in order to return Ronald McDonald's magical bag, which has been stolen by the Hamburglar, a.k.a. the Ham Bandit.
He's not the bag burglar.
I know. He's not the bagler. MC Kids was also released for the following systems that we're going to need to play. Commodore 64.
Oh, God.
Amiga, Atari ST, and... MS-DOS, though all of these home computer versions were only sold in Europe. Not a joke. Additionally, a different version of the game was released for the Game Boy as McDonaldland. Check this out. I read this earlier and I thought of you, Tyler. This version, this Game Boy version, was released outside of Europe as Spot, The Cool Adventure. So the Game Boy version of MC Kids became a cool spot game.
What the fuck?
I don't know, okay. Man. I don't know what to tell you. Virgin Interactive would release another game based on the McDonald's franchise for the Sega Mega Drive called Global Gladiators, which is a game I've heard of, but I've never played. It is more of a traditional side-scrolling action-adventure game. So there we go. That is MC Kids. You know...
I just imagine it's My Christian Kids.
My Christian 92, Kids.
So yeah, it's a wholesome...
That's how you would have like sold it to your parents to get it for you.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would have done.
Aren't those the golden arches on the front cover, though? How would you work that in?
The golden arches to
Heaven's Gates.
Yeah. Yep. Heaven's Gates. Do they look like... Did McDonald's use that on purpose?
I think so.
The cover art for this game does look pretty wholesome. There is a...
wholesome propaganda.
No, yeah. Your parents would have never bought you that game because it's got a black kid and a white kid playing together.
She has a point. I think she's got a point. I also want to point out...
Hey, my parents are racist. By the way.
And we all think it's funny. I want to point out that on the cover, it's M period C kids. No period after C. Yeah,
so it's kids.
Kids. Yes, exactly.
Is that Virgin Games is like Virgin Records?
Yeah, because the title is the top of a Virgin airplane going across the screen.
It's kind of weird, huh?
Yep.
That threw me for a minute when I turned the game on and I was like, what? Okay.
What's the guy's name, the CEO of Virgin?
Donald Virgin.
Donald Virgin. Remember, because he's notoriously kind of a douchebag. I remember him and Stephen Colbert got into it pretty badly on his show. Like
he's kind of eccentric, too.
Yeah. Oh, well. Whatever his name is. I keep wanting to... I know it's not Richard Dawson, but I keep wanting to say Richard Dawson.
It must have a Richard in it because I wanted to say Terry Richardson, but that's the photographer. So it must be Richard something.
Ronald McDonald. Just taking a stab. No? No?
CEO Virgin.
No, okay.
So this game...
It's a game.
It's a game. It's not... It's better than Beetlejuice. Say that right out of the gate. It's better than Beetlejuice.
Way better than Beetlejuice.
It's better than any LJN shit.
Except for Jaws. Except for Jaws.
Okay, it is not... you're right. It's not better than Jaws.
Jaws has... I understand that Jaws is a fundamentally flawed game, but it has a very special place.
It's not unplayable like most LJN games are. So.
And Maximum Carnage. Maximum Carnage is playable.
Yeah.
It's a serviceable game.
It's serviceable. Give me an adjective. Serviceable.
Maximum Carnage is the fuck den of SNES games.
I feel like really they took a lot of elements from Mario 3 and tried to make a McDonald's game.
Not only that, from Super Mario World.
See, it reminded me of Chippendale Rescue Rangers. So I guess they borrowed a lot of elements. Yeah.
But Chippendale Rescue Rangers, because the only way you can kill things in this game is by throwing blocks at them.
Right, yeah.
It's a weird mechanic having to pick up the blocks and you throw them and they'll bounce once awkwardly and then fall off the screen.
Yeah, well, they'll kind of shoot forward a little bit, too. And I can never figure out how far away from something I needed to be to actually hit it with a box.
Mm-hmm.
So when I played through the game, my whole thing was just avoid the enemies. Like, I didn't even fuck with trying to hit them with boxes.
Yeah, you can. It's kind of useless to try. And they respawn immediately as soon as you turn your back. So you may as well just avoid them, unless you're trying to platform.
Yeah.
But the game, like, started off like, this is an easy kids game. All right. And the more you play it, man, the difficulty spikes like crazy. I'm playing it. I'm just like, this is not a game for kids. Oh my God, it would drive so many kids insane trying to play this game.
I rented this game when I was a kid. I don't remember getting past the first world. And me now playing it, I was like, man, I was really bad at video games because this first world is really easy.
Because it starts off with two kids. White kid with a backwards hat, black kid with a flat top.
Mick is the white kid.
Mick is the black kid. Mm-hmm. And they're in a tent reading a book about Ronald McDonald.
Yes, and like you do.
And the book says that he lost his magic bag, and then suddenly they're in McDonald Land.
Hard cut, like no explanation.
You don't know if they fall through a portal. There are zippers everywhere. How do you get to single rolls of zipper? So I assume they were like, man, I got to go pee. And they open up their zipper of the tent. They were just in McDonald Land.
I like that head fiction because it's not explained to you.
And like, it's kind of the same thing about the Noid game.
Yo
Noid. It's like, it's not Noid. It's Yo Noid. that doesn't have a lot of McDonald's advertising. You feel like if they're in a tent reading a book, there'd be like bags of McDonald's around them or like drinks or hamburgers. Yeah. Yeah. Just that they're just them in a plain tent.
They're on dialysis.
Not a lot, but yeah, it's still more than Yonoid because
there is nothing in Yonoid except for the very beginning where it's like copyright.
Because you do collect the arches. You collect them.
There are basically just McDonald's arches and McDonald's characters.
Mm-hmm. And the arches are coins. Okay, this game is
pretty
much...
You get an extra life if you get 100 of them?
No, you get a bonus game.
Okay.
Because I didn't know that either because I wasn't paying attention. And then when I was playing a little bit earlier, I was paying attention to the lives. And I was like, that doesn't go up. But when you complete the stage, you get a bonus level that you play. That's kind of cool. But this game was... This game is... Here's what it reminds me of. I'm making a prediction. Okay, let's see. Mario Maker comes out in September of this year. This game is 90% of the Mario Maker games we're going to be playing because it felt like a weird Mario, a really weird Mario. It functions like Mario. You kind of even look like Mario from Mario Brothers 3.
They jump like Luigi.
Yeah.
Or Josh.
Crazy Legs.
Yeah. Crazy Legs.
as my dad referred to him. Yeah.
So the whole time I was playing it, I was like, this is like, they were clearly like, the developer was told, we want Mario, but McDonald's. And he was like, okay.
But he was like, oh, because man, they just didn't do it well at all though. So it's like, it's the equivalent of like the North Korean trying to make the atomic bomb. Like it's just.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I didn't think this game was bad. I want to say that. I did not think this game was bad. I actually thought it was kind of, I thought it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's not a perfect game.
Yeah.
And it's not, I wouldn't even say that it's not a bad game. It's not a good game. It's somewhere in the middle. It's like this weird, it's this weirdly fun game where I have no intention on finishing this. None whatsoever. But the time I spent with it wasn't, I didn't feel like it was time wasted.
Yeah.
I felt like it was like, okay, that was an interesting diversion for 2 hours. Now I'm done with it forever.
The only, like, what got me is just like, there's a lot of falling for long distances and you having no idea. Like, I died so many times where I would just, okay, well, I have to just jump here and then I fall two screens into a hole.
Yeah. The level design's not great.
It's really, it's pretty bad.
Because it's like in a Mario game, you're usually, even when you have to make those leaps of faith, you're giving these, there are design elements that are clues. Because it's like, okay, I have no idea where to go, but there's a coin over there. So I'm just going to use that as an indicator that I got to try to make it that way. Mm-hmm. And usually what you'll find is, yeah, there's a hidden block or something that helps you get to that coin. MC Kids is just like, the level is over? Question mark. And it's like, I don't know where else to go. I cannot go right anymore. I guess I go down? Okay, no, that killed me.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Well, because when you start at Ramadan's house, and he runs up and bends down to you, saying like, the Hamburglar stole my bag. I need you to help me get it back. I'll tell you how to get to Birdie's house if you get four cards. Yeah. Four puzzle cards.
Yeah, puzzle cards.
So then you have to go this Mario 3-esque map to different levels and try to find these cards with red cards with M's on them and then finish the level, which is like the same thing, a marathon, like the tape across. Yeah.
I hate to be the conspiracy theorist, but I think Ronald McDonald staged the whole thing. He probably hired Hamburglar to steal his magic bag to set these kids up.
Set these kids up. Yeah. Yeah. Because as soon as you get the cards, but then I was like, okay, here's how you get to Birdie's house. You get to Birdie's house, she's like, oh no, I think I know where the Hamburglar went. If you get me three cards, I'll tell you how to get to Grimace's house.
Mm-hmm.
And then Grimace is like, yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure I know where he went. Give me five cards, I'll tell you how to get to the Professor's house.
That's a good Grimace, by the way.
That's pretty good. And then, of course, Professor's like, yeah, Cosmo.
Yeah, they what? Got, can anyone tell me who the professor is? I don't remember
Professor
him.
And Cosmo.
I don't
no
remember
idea.
Professor. I don't remember. I think it's like Mick Cosmo, or is it just straight
just
up Cosmo.
Cosmo?
Don't know who that is either. And then, honestly, I didn't even know about the magic bag. I know who Hamburglar is.
Because, I mean, and you also know who Mary McCheese is.
He's not in. Is he in the game?
No. There are other more prolific characters in the McDonald's verse.
I remember being a kid and being in Mary McCheese's
head.
Mm-hmm. And the cage. I remember that.
I remember the bird in overalls, but Donald's grimace, of course, the giant purple butt plug.
Yeah.
even as a kid, I knew, like, that goes in my butt.
Man, that puts a whole different spin on Happy Meal.
And then Mary McCheese, the Hamburglar.
Fry Kids. There's the Fry Kids.
Fry Kids.
There's those guys.
I totally forget about the Fry Kids.
There's the, remember the Nuggets?
Oh, the little bounce, the bouncing.
Yeah.
The Nuggets that had faces you would eat.
The Mongoloids of the McDonald's food. I mean, let's be honest.
And Cosmo just looks like a Ditto from Pokemon shoved into like a small space station. He lives on the moon. You have to go to the moon to get cards for him to send you back to Earth. The professor's like, you should probably check out the moon. Go here. Give me some cards. I'll put you on a rocket. Send you to the moon.
Professor's in league with the Hamburglar.
Yeah.
Clearly.
And then, of course, when you finally find the Hamburglar, he just, rubble, 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 magic cards. Okay. Yeah. And you're in his volcano.
Uh-huh. Yeah, when the magic bag got away from him.
Because I watched a tool-assisted speed runner this
game. I also saw that.
And... man, once you get to like Hamburglar's world, that shit looks fucking incredibly difficult. Like people who you've seen on YouTube do those super difficult, like Super Mario World, like player design levels. Uh-huh. Like it looks like that kind of nonsense. Like I cannot believe a kid would sit down and play through that and just know what the fuck was going on.
The game facts for this game, I don't know if you looked those up.
I did not.
Are really interesting because I've never, ever gone to game facts before and saw two guides, both which referenced screenshots because they just couldn't explain it. They couldn't put it to words. They were like, look at these photos. Look at these. That's how you get through it. There you go. Because there's no way to describe like, okay, well, there's going to be a screen down below here. Fuck it. Look at these. You're done. Yeah. I don't know. Thought that was kind of weird.
Because you guys just got to see us play spoiler, through it. And
I didn't play this, but I watched Dave play this. Which I know you mentioned the poor level design earlier, but I thought some of the mechanics looked pretty interesting. You mentioned the block, throwing it at enemies. You could do other stuff with it. There was a spot you could insert these blocks to get to other platforms that you couldn't reach normally. There was a reverse gravity button thing.
The reverse gravity was actually that was pretty different. Cool. Yeah.
I guess I had low expectations with this game, but like seeing things that like you were on the ice platforms, and then like if you jumped on them, then they would break through. You'd fall through,
right?
But if you walked on them very, very carefully, you wouldn't. But if you picked up a block, you'd fall right through again. So
makes sense. I'm heavy.
Yeah, makes sense. But you wouldn't expect that in this kind of game. So just simple little mechanics like that, I thought were pretty neat.
I was pretty impressed with the game, honestly. Like, this is not a goof. I was impressed with the game because I was like, man, Super Mario World took a lot from this game. Wow, like I can't believe they took all this. Like there's the marathon tape like at the end, and they use them as checkpoints in Super Mario World. There's a whole bunch of stuff that just reminded me of Mario World. Like their posts even have like this barbershop kind of thing, which is reminiscent of Mario World. And then I realized, oh, just because this is a Nintendo, an NES game, doesn't mean it came out before Mario World. It didn't. It came out a full year after Mario World.
Yeah, 92. Yep.
So then all of a sudden, I was pretty jaded about the game. Because I was like, this motherfucker ripped off Mario World.
The levels, like they did seem a lot like the art style, the like colors, they seem very like bright and cheerful, like Mario World, like the forest levels, the cloud levels, stuff like that. Yeah, they do seem very like a Mario game would feel right if you were playing Mario or Crazy Legs. it would fit in perfectly
if it was
like
D-made for NES.
Like some of the enemies seem like they would fit fine, and
all the enemies were just cute animals,
right? Yeah, they would fit in.
McDonald's goes against the natural order. Yeah,
yeah. It's like Cool Spot, right?
Because the natural world is the corporate enemy.
It's really weird. Like, I feel like we've discovered something. Like, the corporate hitmen are coming for us now. They're gonna, like, someone's gonna come to the door, and there's gonna be like a rifle hidden inside their pizza box. I don't know. It's not gonna be good.
The little frozen bears are really cute, though.
Yeah, just they were half frozen in a block of ice and shivering. Mm-hmm.
The moose was a pretty deadly enemy.
Yes.
Let's see, the weird drill. That's the only enemy that I guess wasn't a... There's a drill enemy that would charge at you. Otherwise, then a gopher, a bird, kind of a chicken.
The weird things.
Yeah, flappy bird.
The weird things that were carrying around shark fins, like holding it over their head.
Yeah. They were pretend... I think... Yeah. I thought they were like gophers pretending to be sharks.
Maybe.
Yeah. In the clouds. It's
pretty good goof gophers.
Yeah.
Cloud.
Confession time. When I was a kid, I really, really wanted to get a fake shark fin. Just thought I was just enamored with this idea where I would wear the shark fin
at like an above ground pool or something and pull somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Like scare everybody. Josh, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm totally with you.
Man, I was dumb.
Yeah, I couldn't wait to try it in my friend's like above ground 4 foot pool. Man, I was gonna get them.
I just daydreamed about it. Like I even like at one point, this clearly here my lack of ambition goes way back to when I was a kid. Cut a shark fin out of cardboard and just never painted it. Just left it there.
I'll come back to you one day. Oh man, because there's only one boss in this game. Which is the magic bag at the end, which throws what looks like long sperm at you.
Well, right. It is a magic bag, Tyler.
Yeah.
What else would be in it?
The game's vaguely sexual in that you're looking for McDonald's bag, and you go through all these zippers.
Yeah, I was about to say, you did walk in the zipper, and now the bag's throwing sperm at you.
Well, see, the zipper is what really... That's another thing that reminded me of Mario World, was because I remember... For some reason, I went crazy over the keyholes in Super Mario World. Mm-hmm. Like, that just captured my imagination.
Because they're like, they have that 3D element where they like expand out.
Yeah. I mean, but that was awesome.
Make Yoshi vomit on the inside. Yeah.
And just the idea of finding a keyhole, just floating in midair and inserting a key was awesome. I love that idea. Mm-hmm. And then I see it in this game, and it's just like a tent zipper instead. But that was one of those things where I was like, guys, I'm pretty sure Mario World ripped this off from MC.
Nicole, you try to say something like three different times, and we talk first.
That's generally how it goes.
Yeah, I know. But I saw it. I recognize it. And I'm giving you an opportunity.
Acknowledging that's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
It's okay. We'll sit here until you do.
No pressure. We're not ending this episode at all.
I don't remember what I was going to say.
That's okay. Something about bag zippers. Sexual
long sperm.
Long sperm.
You said that they were throwing sperm out of the bag. Mm-hmm. Are you sure it wasn't like confetti or streamers or something?
It's long and white and kind of dances a little bit.
It's all white?
It looks like there's like a jacket on in the middle of it. So it looks like it's long sperm that's wearing a jacket.
like the bad boy sperm.
Maybe, maybe they're like spirits.
Maybe.
Could be spirits.
He also throws magic wands. And then, like, the weird sperm you have to throw blocks at.
But I thought you were going to... Is it weird that you have to fight the bag if you've been going to, like, rescue the bag where it's been stolen?
Yeah, I guess it's the Hamburglar's corrupted it, or it's gone into defense mode.
No, that's silly. That's silly. The Hamburglar doesn't corrupt. He just... You can't contain the power of the magic bag. That's the only person who can is the Superman of this universe, who is Ronald McDonald. He's the only one we can trust.
No, who pulls kids through dimensions to do his dirty work.
I think the bag was cursed, and Ronald McDonald was like the only way the curse can be transferred is if somebody takes it willingly. So he tricked Hamburglar into taking the magic bag from him.
Well, then how did Hamburglar get rid of it?
Had the kids rescued. Kids are cursed.
And how do the cards come into play?
Take it back to the chipmunks. I think the cards were probably full of like diamonds, cash, or cocaine.
Okay.
Something the adults are trying to get these cards.
All right. Yeah, you're right.
Everybody lives. It's a secret. No one, only the person who lives, only your neighbor knows where you live. Yeah.
It's a real get off of my lawn kind of state.
I also want to express my unhappiness with the fact that you have two choices of your character and neither one are female.
Only penises are allowed in a McDonald's, man. That's it.
That is the rule. It says that on the ball pit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I missed that rule, I guess.
Ronald only likes his own equipment, what he's familiar with. So, but watch a lot of Seinfeld. So watch that episode last night.
Has anyone here ever dressed up like Ronald McDonald? Just want to throw that out there. I feel like it's something we need to know. Okay. Is anyone else kind of creeped out by Ronald McDonald?
Yeah.
He's okay. A scary clown person.
Maybe I did the Hamburglar before.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, how do you mean did him?
I mean he had his magic bag.
Did you fartily whisk him away?
No, I don't think I ever had the hat, but I wanted the hat, but I had the white and black, like striped, the whatever prison suit. And I did a little mask like for Halloween one year as a kid. But yeah, I don't know if anybody got it.
They might have just thought you were a robber.
Probably, yeah.
Like a legitimate robber.
Yeah, because I didn't have that. What kind of hat is that?
Fedora, yeah. Whatever. I don't know if it's a fedora or not.
I think it's a fedora.
A pork pie and a cape.
I was just a robber, I guess. Okay.
Maybe some of the people thought you were an actual 1920s robber who was here to take all of their silverware. They're good silver.
So this game, I can't recommend it to anybody.
No?
I don't think I would say, like, you should check out MK Kids.
No, you wouldn't recommend it to anybody?
No.
Not a soul.
Oh, well, as a goof. Like, yeah. What's a...
Yeah.
Not an awful game, like an unplayable game, but like not a great game I could play. Then I'd be like, okay, this game.
So you're going to condemn this game to just be swallowed by the gaping maw of history?
Yep.
All right. Okay. I think that's fair.
Because watching some videos and because there are these blocks that you hit that will just throw a kid to the opposite side of the screen.
Way to the beginning.
Yeah.
Like that's like beginning. It's like a warp to the beginning of the level. Yeah.
And then, as they were doing that, like, I saw a montage on YouTube where the kid flies through various good games on the NES. Then I was like, man, there is a large disparity in the NES. Like, I want to know, like, the disparity of, like, the worst of the worst and the best of the best on every system and see what might have, like, the largest or the smallest gap in game quality.
The crazy thing is the NES was, like they were notorious gatekeepers for games. Like, you had to get, developers had to go, like, they had to submit their games to be approved by Nintendo, which is nuts because there's so many bad games on the NES. I don't know what the criteria was for it to become an NES game.
$1,000 licensing.
Yeah, you think? might be. Tyler, I don't think McDonald's had $1,000.
Probably not. They're like, this game's pretty good. It's pretty good. I mean, clearly Mario World stole a lot from this game, so we're going to publish it.
They had only sold 8 billion hamburgers, Tyler.
Richard Dawson wants to have this game made, so we're going to make it.
I think we should play the Family Feud game, Tyler, and talk about it on the show.
It depends. Who's the host in the Family Feud game?
I'm not sure.
I bet it's that guy who went crazy.
There's a guy who went crazy?
Yeah. The one... He was a long time, like Richard Dawson, I feel like he was the first host of Family Feud.
Yeah.
And then after that, there's like that short kind of hyper guy that had like spiky blonde hair.
Guy Fieri.
Because I feel like it was him. And I think he killed himself. Like, he went crazy, did some crazy stuff. And then at the end of it, committed suicide. And then Al Borland took over after that.
Right.
And then, Jay Peterman took over after that.
Whoa, really? Yeah. Jay Peterman?
Jay Peterman was the host for a little while. I feel like they had one more, and then the guy they have now.
Wasn't, what's his name? Or maybe he did a different game show. The Bobby's World guy. Did he do a different game show?
Yeah, he did Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, okay.
Howie Mandel.
Well, he did, not Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, it's the one with the boxes.
Oh, yeah. The briefcases.
Yeah.
Deal or no deal.
Deal or no deal. Wow. Regis Philbin did.
We figured it out, Paul. It's okay. Paul Korn specifically. Paul Kuhl probably doing the same thing. so many Pauls who know more about general trivia. But yeah, and then what's his name? I remembered until now. Steve Harvey. I think Steve Harvey, since Richard Dawson, is the best host Family Feud's
Steve
ever
Harvey,
had.
He fucking he's awesome. Kills it. I love him. I think he's hilarious on Family Feud.
Kenna loves Family Feud.
Yeah?
My parents record it because she just like is enamored by Family Feud.
Do they record it on DVR or VHS?
DVR.
Tyler's dad still does cassette tapes, the audio of Family Feud cassette tape.
Because if it was VHS tapes, I say send those my way. Because the only thing I can watch, I want to watch Family Feud, but I don't have cable. So the only thing I can watch is what they have on Hulu, which is Celebrity Family Feud, which is still great. But I need more Family Feud. Mm-hmm. I can't just survive on one Family Feud per week.
The best, man, YouTube has some of the best, like the all-time like worst Family Feud players and stuff like that. Like there were a few like made me like normally LOL on the internet is, you know,
right.
That's, you know, that's.
I acknowledge that something humorous was said. Yeah. Yeah.
But like some of that shit made me like I had to pause it and laugh for a long time. Because there's at one point, I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
No Family Feud spoilers.
No Family Feud spoilers. But it's during Richard Dawson's tenure. And he has to, it's during the at the very, very end where they're doing the rapid fire or whatever. And he has to make them stop the clock. Because he's laughing at this woman's stupid, stupid answer. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. Show notes.
Awesome.
That'll be my second thing for the show notes behind Hattie B's.
That's my favorite thing to watch with Nikki. It just is. I just love watching that because it's we participate in the show. Every time. We can't watch that show and not participate in it. We'll just throw answers out there, and then we'll do good answer. We'll do good answer. By we, I mean I will do that.
Because the last time I was at home, Dad was watching Family Feud, and then he paused it and then made me and Ryan, like I had to go in a different room, and while Ryan answered all the questions, and he paused it and rewound it, and then I came out, and I had to do it to see who'd win that final round of Family Feud.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
So Family Feud was a good
Family
show.
Family Feud is a good show. You guys got any achievements?
I've got a couple achievements. Do you want me to, you want me to go first?
Sure.
You can tell I like this game because I prepared achievements.
Yeah. Bam.
All right. First achievement I've got is called Tetramaster. In order to unlock Tetramaster, you have to collect all the cards in the game. Like all the shitty Final Fantasy card games that they just tried to shoehorn in, which really ruined the game for completionists like me because those card games were not very fun most of the time.
Did they get it from 8? Was that the
8 was the first one
first
to do it?
Yeah,
and then it carried on into I think it carried on into 9. And then I know it was in 11 because it was a whole separate game in the MMO. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing about that card game. It wasn't good from the beginning. And so I understand that they want to change it, but I feel like they never made it better. Like it was never a good card game and it was never the same card game. So it was always just like vaguely similar to one another. Mm-hmm. And so I would never remember how to play the fucking game because once you've played this fucking card game 4 different times with different rules, I never know like what the rules are anymore. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. Is this weak against this? Oh, guess what? I'm not playing this fucking card game.
I loved the Xenogears card game. I remember I got a deck of cards and taught people at church how to play it. We would play the Xenogears really? Card game at church.
Okay. And, like, and now and you've stuff. Killed God. Congratulations.
Is that the end game of the card game as well? I know.
God's dead. Yeah. It's the like Egyptian rat screw with deicide.
Man, Egyptian rat screw. I haven't thought about that in a long time. Wow. Got another achievement.
Okay.
Got another achievement. The second achievement is called Miggity 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 Mac Daddy.
How many miggities was that?
And it's 4 miggities. In order to unlock Miggity 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 Mac Daddy. I can't do it. I'm not a rapper, guys. I'm not a rapper. I'm a designer and a podcaster.
You're not a rapist.
Not a rapist. In order to unlock that achievement, you have to complete the entire game as Mac.
There are special like places where you can switch characters.
Yeah, there's these moon blocks. You hit a moon block, and the white kid turns into a black kid. The black kid turns into a white kid. Just that easy, folks. It's just that easy.
As long as you have the penis, though. That's all that...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got the penis. There is no block to get rid of your penis.
I've only got one, which is called, why not? They're there. And that's get 100 of the M's.
Okay.
I didn't know what they did, so there you go. They serve some purpose. Get them.
They raise your cholesterol.
Did you guys think of any while you watched?
Nope.
Okay. No, I could force a supersize me something.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't actually play the game, so I'm not going to.
I think that every level should have ended with Mick or Mac like eating a burger or something, like celebrating.
More McDonald's stuff in the McDonald's game. Right. Yeah.
They high-five each other. They celebrate. I think that's going to
be. You only do that at McDonald's.
In the air.
But yeah, they don't eat any of the food.
It should have been like
they wouldn't have the energy to go on.
They should have. That's what they should have done. At the end of every level, you eat a Big Mac,
cry, and fall asleep.
The level design doesn't actually get any harder. You just get fatter and fatter, and so it becomes harder and harder to move. You're sluggish. You don't jump as high.
The game physics change. The levels actually get easier. Yeah. They're just harder to play.
That's pretty good.
Why didn't they do? They should do. All right, here's a game idea. I'm just gonna pitch. Trademark Tadpog. It's an old school. It's an 8-bit fast food wars video game. Just do it. Just do it. Throw out ideas. It's kind of like a fun battleship.
You remember those toys, like the fast food toys? Like they were dressed up like army men, like French fries. They were dressed up like army men, ketchup, mustard, hamburgers.
Yeah, they were like sort of like Transformers, but they had
the carton of eggs was their tank.
Yeah.
No, but this sounds amazing.
Yeah, they had like the bottle of ketchup was like a cannon and stuff like that.
I had toys that were from McDonald's that looked like the food that moved into stuff, but it wasn't. I guess because
I've
girl.
I've got those. Those are in a picture on my Instagram.
Yeah, those McDonald's Transformer toys are amazing. Okay, so the toys that you guys, the army toys, the food, the fast food.
They're not toys you get in fast food. They're legitimate toys.
So they were just separate things you would like buy at a toy store or something like that. Okay. Yep. No, I exclusively got white trash toys. Like we didn't go to toy stores. I just got whatever.
You
was
only
in
got what's in your McDonald's bag.
Yeah, absolutely.
And occasionally you're in Burger King bag, but
then occasionally 20 years later, Oathbreaker sends me a Bad to the Bone Ghost.
Worth it.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I had a lot of fun today.
Yeah.
Talking to you about MKKids.
KKids.
With Josh and Nicole, of course. Before we close things out, though, I'd like to ask you a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
Give me an adverb.
Fartily.
Tyler, if you were to give this game a fartily beard, if you were to fartily give this game a beard, what kind of game would you give it?
I would have to give it a chubby kid whose just face is glistening from the grease that has spattered down his face as he eats chicken McNuggets.
Okay. All right. Chubby nugget beard.
I think I've seen that. Like,
yeah?
Yeah.
I think I've been that kid. So.
I think I saw you.
Josh was being polite.
Josh with his small fry and me just across the table just cramming nuggets in my mouth.
I really.
Dad's not here today. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
It took a lot of restraint for me to not show up here to record with four bags just full of McDonald's. Like I thought it would be a great goof if like we all like started eating at the beginning of the show and then we're all like really ill by the end of it.
There was a trend among like Japanese middle schoolers where they would go to McDonald's and order like 100 orders of fries and dump everything out onto onto a table.
The French fry parties.
And just have a mountain. Yeah, they have French fry parties.
Yeah.
And just eat mountains of McDonald's fries.
I actually did have McDonald's on the way up here. I only got a black coffee. And what we got, you got a bottled water, Nicole. So yeah, we got like
have those at home.
It's possibly
McWater because it has a golden arch. McWater.
The only like possibly halfway healthy things you can buy at McDonald's.
Yeah, they have apple slices now.
Yeah, but they have chemicals all over them to
preservatives because like they don't brown.
Yeah.
Well, the apples I recently found out, the apples you get at the grocery store are like anywhere from like 10 or like from like 10 to 14 months old already. So not telling what kind of McDonald's apples.
So no more apples. Yeah. Tadpog Nation, quit eating apples.
Unless you have like an apple tree and you pick a fresh one.
Unless you go to your backyard and pick your own apples. No apples.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
If you could give this game, I don't know, a pair of glasses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A fart pair. What kind of glasses would you give it?
Glasses that OSHA demands McDonald's workers wear to protect their eyes from the heat and glare of the French fry heat lamps.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm assuming that's a thing.
It's definitely a thing. I can confirm
that. Yeah. Okay, good.
I got another question.
Okay.
You want another question?
Yeah, I do.
I want to know how much this game is on Amazon. That's what I want to know. If we were to buy it right now, how much do you think we'd pay for it used?
$3.50.
$3.50? That is an answer. Nicole, what do you think?
$12.
$12? Josh, what do you think? We got $3.50 and $12.
I think McDonald's should sponsor me to play this game for advertisement reasons. So I'm going to go with, I don't know, negative $20.
All right, disqualified. But good answer. Good answer, but disqualified. Because you win. No. Just kidding. Actual retail price of MC or MKids used for the NES on Amazon at the time of this recording is $9.30. So, Tyler, with $3.50, you take it. Congratulations.
Yeah.
As your prize, you have to finish the game.
Yay! Because the angry, back when it was the angry Nintendo nerd, it's like a seventh episode ever he did this game, which I don't think is bad enough for his usual games.
Yeah. I didn't watch it.
Yeah. I did. Same kind of shtick, only it just wasn't that funny because I was playing the game while I was watching it. I was like, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
So
they should put that on the box.
Not that bad. Yeah.
Like our promo cards. And not that terrible.
And I forgot to set my timer. So I don't know. You tell us if we can take calls or not.
We're 4 hours in right now.
Okay. So like three calls.
So we can do a couple calls if you want. You want to do a couple calls?
We are like 60 in the hole.
You're just bragging at this point. You're just bragging. We get it. We're popular.
With Cody and Jay.
All right. First text message.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is from 270. Who says, hey there, Tadpog. Oh, man, why didn't you call? I don't know how to say your name. Jordachi?
Jordash?
Jordashi? J-O-R-D-A-C-H-E-E.
Jordakai.
Jordakai here from Madisonville, Kentucky. Must be a friend of Micah's, maybe?
Maybe.
Or, I'm sorry, Exalted Lord Mike. Long-time listener, first-time texter. I have noticed that you guys seem to share my fondness for the world of Final Fantasy, except for Tetramaster, clearly. It is my favorite franchise of all time, with FF9 being my favorite. Mm-hmm. My question is, if you could pick any five Final Fantasy characters to put in a party, who would you choose and why? An excellent question, Jordakai. I can tell you this is going to be the only call we take.
Yep.
But it is an excellent question. Do you think, can we workshop this or do you want to do individual answers? I think it'd be kind of fun to workshop it.
I wanted to see if I could name five Final Fantasy.
All right, go.
There's those birds that you ride.
All right, not a character. Okay. All right, try again.
No,
you could be one in tactics.
Okay, what are they called?
Chocobos.
All right. All right. Nailed it. You got one. Because of tactics, Tyler really bailed you out.
There's... I'm digging really deep here.
We Aerith? Okay.
That's the proper translation.
Count
so,
it.
Yep. You know that Kingdom Hearts?
It's in the deep recesses of my brain somewhere. I don't know where it came from.
Lance Bass.
Sephiroth, that's a bad guy.
It's a character though, and he does specify Final Fantasy characters.
Okay. Yep.
I like that Sephiroth and Aerith are in the same party. I think that's pretty interesting.
And chocobo.
And chocobo. To keep the peace. Wark. Wark.
Can you start at Final Fantasy 2 so you can know three of those characters?
I don't remember.
You got three. Can you two more? Can you do two more?
I don't think so.
You tapping out?
Well, there's the guy that plays that horrible sport in that one game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know his name, though.
The sport is Blitzball, I believe.
And Blitzball was actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
I quit playing that game because that was awful.
Well, yeah, the thing about Blitzball is once you could beat it, like once you got Jack Shot
or GTFO.
Yeah, I mean, it was just kind of like, yeah. All right. Just grind it out at that point.
Yeah, my first playthrough, I didn't get the Jack Shot. Couldn't play Blitzball. Played through it again, got the Jack Shot. Loved Blitzball. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, there are those guys, because there's two characters, I believe, that play Blitzball.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nope, I'm done.
You're done?
Done.
What are those things in the sky?
Clouds. Oh, Cloud. Ah. Character, yeah.
So there's your fourth member of your party.
Well, I didn't think of it, so.
It counts. All right. I got
What's that book of the Bible?
There's a lot of them.
That's also the name of a comedian and a game designer and the character in Final Fantasy X you're thinking about. I'm trying to think what else has been.
Waka?
Titus was who you were looking for. Or Titus, as I think it's actually said.
Yeah, Titus.
That guy's not funny. You called that guy a comedian. That guy's not funny.
Christopher Titus?
No, he's not.
He's
funny.
A comedian.
He's a comedian. So we're very sorry. He listens to the show. We should be sensitive.
I'm pretty proud of myself that I got those. So. Mm-hmm.
I've got my list, but wow. I think if I thought about it, like this is something I'm going to be thinking about all night and like regretting my
See,
decision.
That's why I wanted to workshop. Yeah. Can we start with yours and build off of that?
Okay.
Can we do that?
Because I'm sure I figured I would have similarities with both. Yeah, you, Dave, and you, Tyler.
Mm-hmm. Not me. You don't have Chocobo. You're
sorry. Chocobo and Sephiroth.
Chocobo is number one pick. Okay, bird thing we ride. Let's go.
So, Black Belt from Final Fantasy 1.
Walk across water and vomit meteors sometimes.
I couldn't really decide. The first one was actually the hardest one because I couldn't decide. I needed like the paladin type. I couldn't decide between General Leo or Orlando, but I went with General Leo. Mm-hmm.
See, I love Orlando, but I just in any iteration, it's like too powerful.
Yeah, I don't play. My favorite way to play tactics is to not use like any of the main characters, like the named characters, yeah. Unless you absolutely have to.
Yeah.
So.
Orlando, a.k.a. Obi-Wan Kenobi, because that's who he reminds me of, 100%.
Yeah, I see it. TG said. Then I got Kane from Final Fantasy 2.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've also got Vincent from 7.
All right.
Yeah,
I like Vincent, but I don't know. Okay, all right.
It was between him and Red 13, but I went Vincent.
Yeah, Vincent over Red 13 for sure.
Is Red 13 like a robot?
Dog.
Lion dog thing. He's a genetic experiment.
Yeah.
But there are others. I mean, there are others like him, though. He's not like unique because of that. He's just like he's a druid dog.
Oh, he's not unique?
No. No.
It's pretty unique.
That's cold, dude.
Nanaki is not
that's
unique.
That's cold.
Then I needed some magic power, so I've got Vivi.
I feel like Vivi's a strong choice.
Yeah. Black mage can't beat Vivi. And I've also got Mog for support magic.
You're missing a blue mage. That's my problem. Mm. You're missing a blue mage. I gotta have a blue mage in the group.
See, I'm just trying to think of like, I'm approaching from a D&D perspective. So who's gonna be, who's like my straight damage dealer? Who am I having for a tank? Who's healing? Who's doing battlefield control?
And I did go playable characters. So.
Yeah.
I know he said Final Fantasy characters. No. So,
except for General Leo.
Sephiroth.
Well, no, General Leo was a playable character for a time.
Okay, all right.
But I guess...
Oh, I get it.
So was Sephiroth, technically. So.
Yeah, that is true.
I feel like Saban might be a good DD. I love Saban.
DD, I'm like,
I'm plastered. He's the best driver.
Nick Saban would make the greatest driver, I feel like.
For tanking, Ruby Weapon has 1,000,000 hit points, so we'll go with Ruby Weapon.
Man, I don't know. This is hard to not like. What are you thinking, Dave? Do you have anything prepared?
Oh, naturally. I've got so much prepared. I do know, I'll tell you this much. I'm trying to think who the best blue mage is. Who is the best blue mage? The answer is they're all not great. So I'm going to go with Strago.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Strago. I want to go Saban because I agree with you. I think Saban's going to be a good, he's going to be a good damage dealer. But now I've all of a sudden, bam, I've got two Final Fantasy VI characters. I don't know how I feel about that. I also want to go Mog because of the support. Now all of a sudden, I've got three Final Fantasy VI characters. Holy shit.
Well, it's
shit.
The best Final Fantasy.
It is the best Final Fantasy.
Hear me, just, Tadpog Nation. It's the best Final Fantasy.
It just is.
It's the best numbered Final Fantasy.
Fair.
So, because Tactics, that's where I had to be like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Because God, I love Final Fantasy Tactics.
Tactics is a pretty great game. I don't. To me, it's not better than six. Who's your tank, Tyler? Who is your tank?
Warrior from Final Fantasy I.
Okay.
No. I might have to go. Who is a solid tank? Now I'm reviewing four. Is anybody there a super solid tank? Cecil.
Yeah.
I might have to say, is the weird one, Guy from Final Fantasy II.
Okay. That is a weird one. Yeah. I like it though. Who are your damage dealers? Who do you want by your side?
I guess I gotta say Saban.
Yeah,
he's a damage dealer, but I can also do a little bit of everything.
Okay,
he's got all his blitzes in a pinch.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, yeah, it makes me want to go six again. Just lock with the Genji glove, but damage dealer, I'll go Ramza.
Okay.
Ramza dual wielding like chaos blades.
God.
Yeah.
The infinite like chaos blade tricks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's your support?
Solid support. Aeris.
Yeah. Aeris is my support. He's got to be. Yeah. Just has to be.
How does that differ from Nicole's Aerith?
Well, I mean, technically she's correct. So that's all. That's all. That's the only way it differs.
And I'm
the
sure
best
she likes
kind
that.
Of correct.
I'm still going Strago, just because I gotta have him in there. My tank, that's difficult. We'll go Steiner. I'll go Steiner. How about that?
There aren't a lot of great tanks in like the Final Fantasy series. Mm-hmm. Well, Auron. I take that back.
Yeah.
Although toward the end, everybody Lulu could be the fucking tank toward the end of Final Fantasy X because you can go on each other's sphere grids and it all. The only character that is any different from any other character is Yuna toward the end of Final Fantasy X.
I want Terra. I want her because I want to. I'll go. I've always pronounced it Rydia. I'll go Rydia.
Ooh, Rydia. Rydia is good. DD. Period.
So I'll go Rydia. I'll go Steiner. I'll go Aerith, and Strago. I got one more for five. I gotta agree with you on Saban. I want Saban there. I also think it'd be interesting to put together the all monk party.
I think you have the most magic heavy iteration.
It's how I roll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's how I roll. As long as I'm flush and ether. Yeah, man.
I'm surprised you didn't go Zed from 8.
Zell.
Zell. Zell. Thank you.
Yeah. I like Zell, but he's in my all monk party.
Yeah, so Saban, I immediately Zell. Dismissed 8. I'm sorry.
Well, I thought about going Quistis because she's a good blue mage.
8 was an okay game, but I didn't like any of the characters.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked it. I liked Zell mainly. He was my big draw. He's essentially Billy Idol in Final Fantasy, and I thought was pretty cool.
Can we name five? Who are five Final Fantasy monks?
Yang.
Saban. Zell.
Tifa. Zell.
Because, man, Tifa was such underestimated damage.
Mm-hmm.
So underestimated until I was like on a lark, like, I'm just going to use shitty characters. Tifa. Oh my God, Tifa's really good.
We've named four. I feel like we're failing here. There's an obvious fifth.
A black belt from Final Fantasy.
Black belt. Nailed it.
B-belt, rather.
B-belt, yeah. Good question, Jordikai.
Mm-hmm. We're good? We're a good time?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Probably.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. So don't miss the next episode. We'll be talking about Pokemon Stadium.
Yeah.
After that, Banjo-Kazooie.
So fucking excited.
We're going to be so enlightened.
I'm not kidding. I'm not going to play it.
You're not going to play it?
I'm not going to do it. I can't do it.
Here's what you
he
do.
He values your friendship too much to play Banjo-Kazooie.
No, if you hate it, that's fine.
Here's what you do. Nicole will play it. You just sit like you're back to the TV and watch Nicole's like joyful expressions.
Never seen Nicole so happy. We watched her get married. We watched never been so happy.
We watched sexy Mad Libs. I don't know.
I heard them have sex that one time in the bathroom when I was jerking off. I mean, no, I wasn't jerking off. No. Didn't sound that happy as Banjo-Kazooie.
Not as happy as you.
Othership Monday. I don't know if we'd think of another advert game or something else, because Othership Monday is going to be pretty light since all these N64 games are pretty heavy and long. Mm-hmm. So that's why the eventually list is full of very cumbersome games.
So cumbersome.
We realize.
It puts Tadpog Podcast to shame in cumbersomeness.
Yes.
Cumbersomality. We still love 5-star iTunes reviews. We've gotten a few more. So now I think we're up to 113, which is awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool points.
You guys want these cool points?
I got so many that Nicole, in her lawfulness, is organized into a perfect square.
I love it.
And she will not let me disrupt.
Good, Nicole.
Can't touch it.
Fight against the chaos.
So if there's a game you want us to play, light or heavy, we'll throw it onto the eventually list. And if there's a guest host you want for any of these episodes, you could even request one, you know, you got one coming up for N64, someone you want on the N64 game you know that's coming up, request that. Or an eventually list, check that out, whatever. But whatever you put in that written 5-star review, we promise, we will get to it
eventually. Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about Pokemon Stadium. I don't know. I never played it.
I was actually getting ready for coming over here today. I was going through all my stuff. Got my two copies of Blue, copy of Red. Looking for my little pack you plug into
the transfer pack.
Yeah, the N64. Yeah. I was like rummaging through all my old stuff looking for that. And Nicole was like, "What are you doing?" "I'm not doing Pokemon Stadium." And I said, "Oh,
are you coming back to record Pokemon Stadium with us?"
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Because Ryan's doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, we could have... Nicole, are you coming in for that?
Maybe.
All right.
We'll see.
So, you guys... do Tyler and I get to decide whether we get you or Josh?
I mean, yeah.
On our teams?
Or would you guys like to... would you like to fight?
Or it'll be like a Pokemon, where we can withdraw one and send out the other.
Well, I have no idea what's on these cartridges, so... If you pick me, I guess you get Blue, whatever's on that. If you pick Nicole, you get Red, so...
Yep. All right.
So we have no idea what's on these. Could be anything.
Okay.
I could have a level 1 Charmander. So she could have Mewtwo on it.
If you had that on Blue, I'd be pretty impressed, Josh. Be pretty impressed.
On Charmander?
Yeah.
You can pick anyone. Anyone in 3, doesn't matter which.
You're right. I was thinking about, what's on the cover? Blastoise and Charizard.
Yeah.
Can you get the others? No, yeah, you can. You totally can. Except for Yellow. Get that Pikachu.
In the meantime, you can always find us at tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. Why not check us out on Facebook? There's a lot of cool people there doing a lot of cool shit. You can find us at facebook.com/tadpog. Tyler will normally make an episode post, and that is the best place to let us know how you feel about this episode. Were you a huge fan of MKKids and want to let us know? That's the place to let us know. You can also find us on Twitter. We are at tadpog_podcast. It's cucumbersome, I realize. Thank you for everybody who is retweeting us, especially our episode posts. That really helps get the word out, and I do sincerely appreciate it. And just the general tweets at us, also appreciate that. You can call us if you want. If you want to call us or send us a text message. If you send us a text message, I guarantee you I won't be able to pronounce your name. You'll probably be very angry at me. And you live within driving distance of me, which makes me really worry. But whatever. I'll sleep at night, I guess. If you want to do that, you can call us at 270-883-2555. If you leave a voicemail, Try to keep it under 3 minutes. Obviously, we love questions, especially like Final Fantasy questions. I love that. Golden Girls. We haven't done Golden Girls in a while.
Yeah.
I think there's some water in that well still, maybe.
Haven't done Naruto in a long time either. Naruto has finished in the time it's taken since we got the last Naruto question.
So bring it on. Bring it on. We got a Patreon. If you want to throw us a couple bucks, you can do that. We are at patreon.com/tadpog. Genuine thank you to everybody who has donated so far. We really do appreciate it. It helps us continue to do the show and not worry about things like money. That's cool. I mean, we still worry about money, but not for the show.
Right. Yeah, right. Just you know, living our lives.
Now we can justify the show to the people who are worried about us spending money on it.
Yep. Thanks for coming on, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
But our theme song, Josh.
Oh, God. I have no idea. Okay. Sorry.
That's fine. Nicole.
Theme song is Moves.
God, you're such a sucker.
By Sycamore Drive. And a link to that track can be found in the show notes at tadpog.com.
Awesome. I commend you for being like maybe one of the only guests who hasn't made the alternate type of tree joke for Sycamore Drive.
It seems like an easy one.
Mm-hmm. So. That's why everybody does it.
Yeah, Miller.
Yeah, if it's so easy, why don't you try it? I say defensively because I've done it like twice. So I think since Nicole did such a good job, she should choose how we close it out.
Okay.
Ronald McDonald.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever heard him speak.
Does he talk? I don't know. I just...
He does.
He talks. Okay. He talks.
I just said that because it made sense.
It does make sense.
He's a clown, so.
Yep.
Clown talk.
He just...
You like that clown talk, girl? So until next time...
Tropical Capricorn.
I remember him like whispering to a kid in some winter McDonald's commercial.
I was trying to eat and do it. Okay. Hey, is he eating Big Macs?
Oh, that came through.
I've never seen him eat the food though in any commercial.
I think that Ronald McDonald has like just the whitest voice. Like I just think like he's just got a white voice. Like, it's not like clown voice or anything. It's
or
just,
on the Donald dial the phone like, beep, boop, boop, boop. Yeah.
No, that's not how Ronald McDonald does it. That's how Grimace does it.
Grimace just all buttons at once because of his butt plug body.